Our meeting is not supposed to be a very lengthy meeting, unless ourselves we need it to be a very long one. Because it is just simply following up on the decisions that we took on the meeting that we had on Monday. That is more or less what we just need to do. There are apologies that have been received. An apology from Honorable Muloy Moroba, and then there was an apology from Honorable M.L. Kiltain, and of course also the written apology from an alternate member of the ANC component, S. Dozi. And then there are members that have been informed of the corruption of Honorable Ntembu and then Honorable Boy that are in, and also we have Honorable Bongo. The information that I have. I need to be assisted. Anyone can move for the agenda to be agreed to? Honorable Dara.
Chair, I want to move for adoption of the agenda, but I want just to make a prefix on that. That I think we should be clear who are the members of the committee here. There is no one who's co-opted by and large. They are alternate members. They are alternate members.
Okay.
Because the main member is not here, an alternate then takes that place, becomes the main member in the committee. These are Honorable Boy, Honorable Ntembu, and then Honorable Lucy, who's not around, and then Honorable Bongo. They are alternate members. When the main member is not there, then they take over the main member.
Okay.
But on the of course, today we are seven on our side because the alternate member also is here.
Yes.
And then the point that I'm raising, Chair, that is important for us to do exactly what is supposed to be done by a committee of our responsibility. Who are the members who are here? and just to ensure that we don't have people who don't supposed to be in the meeting. And then if you can assist us on that, then I'll move for adoption of that.
Honorable members, the members of this committee, in terms of the correspondence that we received and also the submissions that we made, you have from the African National Congress, Honorable Killian, who is here, Honorable Mashile, Honorable Ndagane, then you've got Honorable Mutabo, then you've got Honorable Charles Mabula, together with the alternate that Honorable Ndagane has indicated, Mtembu, and then Nyami Boy, and Bongo, Honorable Bongo. And then from the Democratic Alliance, we have got the two names that have been submitted for membership of this committee, which is Honorable Yasu, who is here, and Honorable Lotrit, who is here. Then from the Economic Freedom Fighters, then we have Honorable Mbambo, who is here. Of course, I think we received a letter that talks to an alternate of Honorable Shibambo, that if he's not here, then we'll be seeing Honorable Litchfield Chawane. Then from the Inkatha Freedom Party, the name that has been forwarded for membership of this committee is Honorable M.A. Mwango, who is here today. And then from the United Democratic Movement, and then we have Honorable Phil Day. And we understand, I think, the processes of the smaller parties in relation to the United Democratic Movement going downward. Honorable Singh is the whip that is actually organizing their membership in it. And I'm not aware, I'm sure it's with the absence of Britain. I thought that we had a recommendation of an alternate member for today's meeting.
No.
Okay, so there is no name submitted on the, that would replace today that would stand in for Honorable Phil Day. That is as we know. I think I've made the clarity, Honorable Ndagane. So whoever that I've not mentioned, they are not members of this committee. And they are not members of this committee. Is there anybody that seconds the proposal to adopt the agenda? Honorable Schwab.
Yes, I want to propose that this agenda will include after materializing the letter we received from the speaker about alternate members of the committee. So wrote us a letter, we'll take care of the committee through that.
The letter, I refer to the letter that has been written to the Economic Freedom Fighters.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Chairperson.
And then that's after materializing 5A. Is that the suggestion? That we put it as 5A? No, I'm still speaking to Honorable Shibambo. I'm saying
it can be number 6, and then number 6 will be number 7, number 7 will be number 8, and then 12 will be number 9.
Okay, that's a proposal. Anybody that wants? Okay, now you take Honorable Lodi and then Honorable Boy.
Thank you, Chair. I think if I remember correctly, the agenda we agreed on was 6, was referral of the incident, and then 6A was the letter. so we can manage it in that way.
Now, it's a new matter that he's raising. He's proposing a new matter that he wants to introduce on that agenda. Yes, it's not releasing a Monday meeting. Honorable Board.
No, Chair, I was going to say let's adopt the agenda. But definitely so, there's a lack of clarity. Why should we take note of what Chief Bambu is raising? Because he's the only one who seems to be knowing. Why should it be on the agenda? So if you could give us more information, maybe we could agree.
Okay, and then let's counter to that, Honorable Mabu.
It's a follow-up, Chair Hassan. If it talks, as I understand Ishwabu to be saying, to issues relating to representation in this committee, because he is talking about alternate members, surely when we were dealing with that particular matter, as raised by Mr. Dagan, he ought to have come in to make the point that he is making. I don't understand why we have to listen to a letter that is written directly to the ESF. But if it deals purely with issues relating to representation, he should stand, I'm sure, Chairperson, you allow him to do that even after we have decided the matter of representation, if it talks to the issue of representation. Otherwise, it will create some strange precedent where an organization receives a letter from whatever source and comes and presents it to us for a decision. You know, that is what it means. You can't present a letter if you are not expecting a decision. It would be for purposes of a decision. I'm suggesting, therefore, Chairperson, that you can reopen that space for him to talk to the issue of alternate membership on the basis of whatever information he has. But it can be a separate and independent agenda item. Thank you.
Yeah, I think what needs to be made clear is that is a letter, if I've heard him correctly, it's a letter written by the speaker to the EFF.
Yes.
So it is a letter that actually affects the EFF, and it's not a general document that talks to alternate members or whatever. So it's one would have actually loved that the EFF, and then if there was anything to that, they need to respond back to the speaker, and then or have an engagement if there are anything that they've got problems with. Just to go and have that discussion with the speaker and really not make it the business of this committee. Because that's a letter that's written to them directly. That's why I actually wanted it to be made clear. So that is a letter that's directed to them and it affects them only. And then they should handle it with the originator of the letter until they've got clarity on the matter. And then if there's anything that this committee should know, then the speaker will then communicate to us if it's a matter that must be handled in the committee. Honorable Sir.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think the matter can be resolved. It was under the points arising from the minute 6C, subsection B.
Yeah.
There will be an issue raised by the supervisor, which was resolved by this committee, about members that are in charge, if they can be present in the same committee or they must be recused. And that is probably a
balance
relevance also regarding
your point.
On a point of order,
too. Yeah.
On a point of
order. Okay. That's
the
point of order,
Honorable Board. Chairperson, I thought you were on behalf of the EFF. We wanted to get clarity as to the status of what they are proposing.
Yeah.
Honorable Charles, now I could have gone a little bit further to assume that it has deal with the issues of representation. So if it falls in that category, could it be raised? But as of now, we're all in the dark. And what Honorable Islam is beginning to do now is reading minutes, which is a step ahead. It's a little bit of a contradiction that who is talking to who on what basis. Can it be clarified by the EFF?
Okay. On that request, Honorable Shibambo, there is a request that you made it clear what is that you're raising, what is it concerning for?
Sure.
So that
no,
the
I,
in that you have a terrible chair. You don't know how to chair.
You
don't know how to chair with him.
It's
the reality of the situation.
No,
you don't know how to chair with him. I don't know why I'm sitting with
him.
It's a simple process they were dealing with here.
That
Anna speaks here on an issue without an agenda. You allow him to speak and you want him to speak on an issue without an agenda. How do you present the letter on an apology? Because the issue was about apologies and adoption of the agenda. How do I present the letter and an issue that I want to raise in the meeting because of an issue that arises?
Honorable Shwambo,
there was
a request for you to
clarify. No, but there must be a process. That I was talking about. I'm proposing an item on the agenda. We must deal with that on the agenda. Not to speak under apologies about substantial issues.
Just hold on, there is a point of order. Just hold on. Point of order.
No, my point of order is very clear that Shibambo must mind his language. He doesn't care about himself. What I'm saying, Chapter, can he retract his member? I'm calling him honorable, but he must also know that in any other meeting, he must give respect to any board who's chairing the meeting. He's not the only one who's got the loud voice. The one who's got loud voice, you can all shout. But it's not for the same purpose here. We want to get clarity and everything. What is the status of this meeting? And the chapter then should proceed with the meeting in a manner that he has been able to chair this meeting.
The point of order is that Honorable Shibambo, can you retract the honorable chairperson?
I don't know. I think the chairman is one.
Honorable Shibambo, can I request that you retract that?
I said I don't want to.
The honorable chairperson.
I don't. You are a honorable chairperson. You're chairing this meeting wrongly. How do we discuss issues under apology? When they're supposed to be items, why don't you allow a process to be dealt with? You allow that kind of to speak about something as on a different item. When do people discuss a substantial issue under apologies and consideration of the agenda? Already raising substantial issues, you listen to that. When I'm putting an issue on the agenda, you're saying, no, we can't put it, we must discuss it under an item that is non-existent.
Okay, Honorable Shibambo. Can I take it that you refuse to retract the words honorable chairperson?
Yes, Chair, I agree, I refuse.
Okay, I'll make the necessary reference.
Sure.
For a release. Honorable Ndagan, you heard your hand?
No, Chair. I thought that the reason why we're requesting is that if you support Honorable Shibambo, we must know what is the status there. And then, because then we support that putting on agenda, not putting on agenda. But at the moment, we don't know. In the letter that is addressed to them, we don't know the content of the letter. That is, I thought, Honorable Boy was trying to intervene. For us to know exactly what are we supporting on the agenda, if we adopted the agenda. That was the only issue there. But not really any other point that we are raising, except to assist him, to assist us on that. But the point that was raised, if a letter is written to Killian, can Killian come to the meeting and want to read the letter that is written to her, Honorable Killian? And sometimes I miss this point, Honorable Killian. Comrade Killian. I think it's important that we should be assisted on that without really causing a necessary problem for the meeting. And then if we can do that, we can apply our mind for it.
Yeah. I think I must go back to Honorable Shibambo as the request has been made for that clarity that the honorable members are seeking. But can you take the floor, Honorable Shibambo, on that matter?
Look, the speaker has written us a letter about alternate members of the committee, giving the instruction which she says is not as the rules itself, that we cannot have the Honorable Litsu Chabalala as a member of this committee. But she says, I must be continue to be a member of the committee. She says, Lisa Chavalala is conflicted on the matter and can therefore not be a member of the committee. And it affects this committee process directly. And it's an issue that needs to be clarified by this committee before we could deal with any other matter. moving forward. We can read the letter for you in terms of what has happened. Yeah, and we also do not understand why the speaker writes us a letter to say we can't have alternate members and state here that there is no rule that provides for her advice and intervention and wants to make that fine. But this is the issue that we are raising concretely. How do we proceed when we've got such a situation?
Okay. I think Honorable Boyd, and after that particular incident, should be able to respond. And then it will be followed by Honorable Nakula and Honorable Mlangu.
Honorable Chair, it seems they do have a point in clarifying that particular matter. So what would really be expected in the terms of process, maybe in consultation with you as the chair of this committee, the letter be shared between the two and be clarified with the speaker on behalf of the committee. How did it arise, you see? So really, the membership of the committee is a matter that at least must be consulted with you. That's how we would have planned to suggest, so that we don't get stuck later on that issue. If that makes sense.
Okay.
Thank you, Comrade Chair. I think, Comrade Chair, that the best way forward regarding this matter arises from the fact that the letter at this moment is between the EFF and the Speaker. The Speaker writes to the EFF and raises certain things. The EFF must go back to the Speaker and say, explain yourself. Now, as things stand now, we can't be discussing something which is only known according to what the Honorable Shimabo is saying, by the Speaker. We don't have jurisdiction at all with regards to this correspondence. The EFF should engage with the Speaker and ask the Speaker to provide whatever information that will help them understand the position she is advancing. It can't be this committee chair.
Okay, Honorable
Mlangu.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we are also falling into the trap of, missing the procedure of meeting. See, the issue now is not what is the content of the letter. The issue is the placement of the letter on the agenda as an item. Now, the Honorable Boy, like myself, I agree that there is an issue in the letter that warrants the consideration of this committee. Whether we want to accept what the speaker is saying or not, that's another issue. I think what we are dealing with now is the placement of that item on the agenda in terms of item number 3, consideration of the agenda. So if you agree that the content of the letter actually warrants the consideration of this committee, let's put that on the agenda. And then when we come to that point, then we say all the things that we are saying right now.
Yes,
I'll express myself on the matter. There is a legal opinion. Point 6 only a ministry must approve today. There's a writing matter coming out of 6C, subsection B, which will refer to that and to all the members and those that are implicated in the issue. And of course, they'll discuss the issue and of course resolve the issue. Yes, out of matter.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Honorable members, I think we need to come to finality of this specific point. And of course, it has been resolved in the last meeting that there would be a legal opinion provided. I'm sure that there is that legal opinion, and members should be having copies of that. Members are having a copy of that. And can we take this particular item that Honorable Shibambo can raise it there, and also maybe we be informed with a copy of that document that you want to present, so that we know what is happening, what is presented in front here. Can we locate it there, and then we will have to talk about.
what next process should be to handle that particular project. Honorable Bombo, followed by Honorable Kide.
Thanks, Chair. I'm proposing that we adopt the agenda as it is. Any other amendments that may arise will arise there, but the summary made by Honorable Nakula, I think, suffices that the matter that relates to the letter is a matter that must be addressed not in this meeting, it must be addressed with the speaker. Maybe with yourself giving clarity and Honorable Shivan. So for now, let's take the agenda and discuss issues that will arise out of this agenda. If it may arise, it will arise, but we don't want to get too much into the letter that we don't know.
Okay. But in general, you see, in general, what we are saying is there is no real serious contradiction. Because the matter that Honorable Shibambo is saying, it will arise on the decision that we took in the previous minutes to source a legal opinion on that matter. And then can we say that when we reach that particular point on 5, then they would get to the floor to actually also raise the rest. So there is no, then there is no problem, there is no suppression, and then there is no new item, and all that matter will also be covered within that depth. I think Honorable Mdagane made the proposal for an adoption of that agenda. Honorable Shibambo.
No, now that we have agreed that the letter as proposed to be on agenda is going to be discussed there, the second issue we want to put on the agenda is the remarks of the Speaker in the National Assembly on matters relating to the process of engagement. Because we rose in the National Assembly to record objection and that was not entertained and want to deal with the remarks of the Speaker about this matter in terms of what are the implications of it, so that there is proper record in this committee of what the Speaker said.
Honorable members, I think I need to be assisted. Do we really have the power of reviewing a statement in the House by the Speaker on any matter? Honorable Boyd.
Chair President, I thought that it's a process point. It's not, he is making a suggestion, and we could look into that suggestion. But at this moment, I don't think we are dealing with the content. On a point of advice by the content, at which stage does the speaker's point, a speech or whatever she has made, stand within the committee itself. So let's take note of it, and maybe this minute will come back, as we have said, that if it arises, we then deal with it as a particular level, rather than attempting the meeting itself. Take note of what Honorable Shibambo is saying, and we see if it has been present in the process.
Okay. Honorable Lesson.
Thank you very much, Amochi. I think any matter pertaining to the Speaker in the House is never addressed in the House. The matters are always referred to the Rules Committee. And I feel this time we define this instance that it's not part of the House. It must go to the Rules Committee with extension of the Rules Committee, but we have a specific committee that only has a specific solution referred by this one.
Yeah. I think it is clear. Are we agreed, Honourable Members, that if it arises in the minute, then it's fine, but otherwise, Honorable Shibambo must raise that matter in the Rules Committee. Honorable Shibambo.
Look, last minute, in the minute, it must be reflected that we did raise in this committee the remarks of the Speaker in the National Assembly. Rule out the view that is going to be done.
That's
paper or court papers, my paper, everything is proper number.
Okay. Okay. It doesn't belong there. Honorable Mabo.
Thank you, Chairperson. I am raising this as a general rule that everywhere you go, you will find the case in course of action. When an allegation is made, you contest the allegation. On the basis of whatever response you get, where you feel you've taken this matter as far as you can, it is only then that you go to another level for a discussion. That is the principle that rules interactions between people. Now, I still contend that if something has happened to any of us here, to any of our organizations, and we are unhappy about that, we pursue it to the extent we are able to. And where we hit a rock, we then go to another level like this committee, for instance, and say, I have had this problem, and I have been engaging with whoever to try to resolve the problem. But I am not getting any joy out of that process. And therefore, I am coming to you to appeal for assistance, to unlock processes that will address this matter. On any issue, including the judiciary. That is how these matters are attended to. Otherwise, you are going to want to get this committee to actually reconstruct this committee into a vehicle that can be used by anyone for purposes of what I'm really looking for, a phrase that will fit in nicely with this. But you can't use this committee as the very first line of assistance to you when you have not exhausted all other available avenues. You can't. As it were now, we are stuck. I mean, we don't know about the interactions between the two, but what we clearly hear is an initial contact between the speaker and the EFF. But if the EFF is unhappy about any aspect relating to the speaker, surely they ought to go back to the speaker. We are unhappy about the following way in which you address this particular matter. And when there are problems there, we come to this common.
Okay,
Honorable Dom.
I thought that we must move with our agenda, because I think we may also be delayed in discussing the real issue that we have agreed on. Just suffice to say, though, Chair, when the speaker made that comment, Honorable Shibambo stood up in the House and objected to that, and he recorded it. There are absolutely no need for this committee to put it even on our meeting, because it's a matter of the National Assembly. Then as a leader, as a weak chief, as a chief whip of the third largest party, to raise it in the proper forum of parliament. I think we must need to put in our meeting, because I think we'll be doing something wrong in the future. Therefore, we should raise it as our chairman.
Okay, I think the point that has been raised are correct, because you see, that's why, as you know, I didn't raise the matter in the first instance whether we have got the power to review the speaker's statement in the House. And the question that we must just simply mean it is, even if it is not a matter relevant to the committee, then it creates implications that if it appears on our minutes that it has been a business of this particular committee, then I think as it has been proposed that if that specific matter arises from the previous minutes, then there's very little we can do about it. And can you then be advised to really engage the speaker on the dissatisfaction of on the statement or the utterances that she has made, and also with those that know the institutional arrangement? Say that if you don't derive any joy from the speaker, then the Rules Committee is the excellent forum where you can engage on the utterance of the speaker. Can we take it as such so that we are able to proceed with the meeting. Honorable Shubham.
I don't know what to do guys about it. I'm not doing an issue. It was not that we agree, look. We raised an objection in the National Assembly. In the minutes of the National Assembly, that objection is not recorded.
Mm. Order, Chair.
No.
Order, Chair.
Okay, that's the point of order. Honorable Bong.
Yeah, there is. Chair, there was a suggestion that we proceed with the agenda, and I actually seconded it. So, on any matter that the Honorable Shivam is raised, it's a matter that we have already ruled on.
Yeah,
I think he's out of order. Let's proceed with the meeting, Chair. And he must not delay this meeting unnecessary.
Yes, I think the order is sustained. I think we have tried to provide a way forward on handling that specific matter.
Chair,
we have provided a way
forward. Don't abuse us like that. Please.
Okay.
Don't abuse us like that. What?
Honorable Shubham.
No, don't abuse us like that. Don't abuse us like that. We're dealing with the process here. We want to bring it to your attention that the issue which Ndagane is raising doesn't hold water because the minutes of the National Assembly do not reflect the objection that were raised in the House. That what the Speaker said there before shall refer the issue to the committee is problematic. So it's one of the things that we have to deal with. That let us know,
yeah,
you don't have to agree with it.
Honorable Shubham, please, I'm really asking for your support for us to be able to move this. It's a question of the minutes which rest in the office of the secretary, who writes minutes of the House, and then there is Hansard, which whatever it's not written, Hansard will actually reflect exactly who said what in that House. Like as I'm saying is that we are not even having the powers of reviewing what is happening in the House of Assembly, and there are specific centers of authority in Parliament that deals with those if there is any unhappiness of anything that happens in there. And I think we have tried to provide some sort of clarity on how to actually handle the matter. Can this particular committee really be relieved of that stress so that we are able, and Honorable Ndagane proposed that we adopt the agenda after the clarifications of how we're going to handle the letter you received on the matters arising, and Honorable Bogo seconded that. And is there anybody that has got any problem with us adopting the agenda as is? Honorable, are you on that one?
Yes, I think I'm just providing clarity. I think that we are not asking for this committee to review the remarks of the Speaker. All that we are saying is that those remarks were made in the same vein as the Speaker saying this matter has been referred here. Now, because we objected to that and it's not captured in the minutes anyway, it would seem problematic in future if this committee is going to take those minutes and you
are really just uttering one thing that we've already tried to put clarity on that. And I think we should take it as clarified and provided some sort of guidance how you handle that. In the absence of no objection of adopting the agenda as is, the agenda is now in place and adopted. Honorable members, the minutes of the meeting of the first, I don't have a copy. I think the minutes have been given to you, I think, a little bit earlier, and before I even arrived, I think you had the minutes in front of you. Can I take it that honorable members have read the minutes? And then on page one, if there is any Secretary. I'm sure honorable members must just remember that it won't be easy to capture what people are making input in the meeting. The point that we are resolving and agreeing as decisions and resolutions that will be captured in. Anyone that has got a problem with page one, I think the copy that I'm having is page number. Oh, page one is the only page one. The rest of them are page numbers. The attendance, the members that are here, no problem. Then page two. We have tried a little bit our best to ensure that we don't have geographical mistakes, but I mean, one or two may still skip us. On page two, anything that anybody may have a problem? On page three? Honorable Lottery? Okay. I think is that underage, that particular point, what we discussed there, I think is that the committee I think resolved to send it back to us, the leadership, and then actually it had problems with the members, that the members of the National Assembly. And then it sent us back to go and look for men and women outside Parliament who are suitably qualified, and then that as a chair must come back and with those names and also make a proposal to the committee. I think that is what was under age. Have I tried to capture it correctly? Those that were in the meeting. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Chair, I think it's just numbering, so you're quite correct. 8 is the appointment.
Oh.
Okay,
no, it's just a matter of the number. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, thank you very much. We can correct the numbering. Our number 10 at the bottom will then become 9, and 11 become 10, and our closer becomes 11 as we move forward. We accept that correction. And then on page 4, with now that 11 being 10 and 12 being 11. Anyone would recommend the adoption of this minute with these corrections that we've spoken to of the numbering? Honorable Iso is proposing, and Honorable Mutapo is seconding.
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 4, number F, I'm not sure if I understand it, I can clarify. Page 4, number 11F.
Yeah.
Committee members to receive evidence from the table staff, parliamentary security, and 20 members of the EFF to determine who should be called by the committee. I'm not sure if I fully understand. Does it read that the committee will determine of the 20 people who appears before the committee?
Yeah, I think the 20 members of the EFF is not supposed to be there. It's not supposed to be there. Honorable Boy?
No, Chair. I think the member is correct, so to determine that the principal was successful, who calls who, you see.
Yeah.
They can't call themselves, they can't suggest themselves. Yeah. If there are choices, it's either the security table staff or who calls who. The committee needs to give proper guidance.
So the sentence is not for value of it. Or somebody can tell her what does that sentence mean.
Honorable Julian.
I think on the chair, what was meant with this was to, and if you will allow me, I would like to recommend that you correct it as follows. Committee members to receive evidence from the panel staff and parliamentary security to determine who of the 20 members of the 20 ESF members cited should be called by the committee.
Yeah. And those that are present, and then there is support of that specific input, on a room that are supporting it. And that is probably the understanding that that sentence should be like that. Honorable Mahmoud.
Chairperson, I think we should do this thing right.
Yeah.
So that we are not accused at any stage of having even violated important principles relating to people's rights. And the way I understand these things is that there is a hearing that is happening.
Yeah.
And when there is a hearing that is happening, anybody who has relevant information ought to be available to that hearing.
Yes.
You do not determine, you know, who you must call and who you must leave out. You don't. Anybody who has relevant information relating to whatever is being investigated should make themselves available for that. And it is the inquiry itself that will determine whether this person actually is not telling the truth after they know about this matter. So let's write it in such a way that it does not come out like we are trying to delineate people.
But can we just get the view of those that were here? So that the matter that the Honorable Mabula is raising, I think it belongs to the National Rights, where you can correct this particular point. If this point is, that's how they understood it, then those that were here then must agree that that is how they understood it, and then any further direction then can be made as I've heard your input. Honorable Boy.
No. Whilst listening to you, Chair, I was going to say, from what Honorable Charles is saying, it's fundamentally challenging that position, you see. So if you would open it for debate, then you would want to make some input into it.
Yes, on the matters arising.
So that, on matters arising. So we understand exactly what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
let me just hear Honorable Mwango, then I come to you, Honorable Mwango.
My problem, actually, Mr. Chairman, is with regard to F, the very sentiment and the point that we are discussing. Because it is at variance with the letter, the original letter, dated the 26th of August 2014 from the speaker, where she had actually enumerated the sources of evidence that we could use. She actually spoke about unrevised Hansard video recordings, minutes of proceedings, National Assembly statement by the speaker, and so on. Now, this one here is actually limiting the committee to the table staff, parliamentary.
Can I ask for help on the room now?
Yes.
You see, at the moment, we are still dealing with the matter whether it arose as is in that meeting. Let alone the implications. The implications, as I'm saying, is then. Will find space on matters arising. We were here, what did, as Honorable Kilian has tried to draft what she believes it was the idea on that day. Do you support that, or that is that what transpired? So I think that's the first hurdle we must go until we get the correct capturing of that. And then now we can talk to the implication of this and make better decisions if we have to correct. And like what you are raising, that it contradicts X, Y, Z, like Honorable Nahula as well is saying, that will find expression on the matters arising, and then for anybody to assist us on that matter.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I personally did not hear us saying we did not actually.
Okay. All right, let's hear Honorable Daga.
No,
Chair. I do think that maybe it's possible that individuals, they're making input, they may have raised this matter, but it was not a decision of the NTA. And because, firstly, Chair, as a matter of principle, we said we must be very clinical on our process and procedures. And therefore, the point that the charge is raised, that we must absolutely be clinical about whatever we do here. We should not be found wrong or wanting in terms of the process and in terms of procedures. There were discussion about this matter, general discussion, but the decision really was left to the issues that were enumerated by the speaker. What are the reference points that the committee must use in order for us to determine who comes, who doesn't come, what are the issues? That was the general discussion, Chair. I think there was not the decision of our meeting. Then my view, Chair, is that we should really delete it from our meeting because it doesn't capture the essence of what we're trying to address. And then if we can do that, Chair, it'd be fine.
Okay. This is a proposal to delete F. Has been made. Anybody that supports that?
I support.
Honorable Mago supports it. Anybody that has got a problem with it? Us deleting it? None. Then it is deleted. So with those corrections, anybody who moves for the adoption then of the minutes? Is there anyone that moves for the adoption? Honorable Iso? Then anybody who supports Honorable Iso to adopt the minutes, Honorable Dada. Okay, take us to the matters arising on the minutes. On page one, any matter that's arising on page one. Then on page two, any matter that's arising on page two, Honorable Mr.
Well, thanks, Mr. Chairman. If I may now, is Honorable Member Ms. J. Monloi Moropa still a member of this committee? Because we were told that she was indisposed. And I can see that today also she's not there. Is she still going to continue to be a member in the light of the alternate and the options that have led us?
Because
I didn't hear you mentioning her name in the list of those that have been members.
I did so. She still remains a member. We have not been informed. All what we know is that she's sick. Absence is due to sickness. Honorable Shubambu.
On page two, on matters arising, the issue of the advice on whether we can be members of this committee, I think it also overlaps with the issue which Shubambu raised in about the letter which was written by the speaker and conducted into the chairperson of this committee. The first sentence is that the chairperson is away. Yeah. That relates to that page 3C
political opinion, I think I read it, and I hope that members also have the code. But basically, that legal opinion says that if I interpret it to our own situation in the community, it says that the Honorable Shibambo is a member of the committee, is a member of this committee. But if the committee is dealing with matters that affect him directly or personally, he can sit in the committee and consider those matters. He can sit in the committee and consider his own. And then also it goes to another paragraph where it says that if you are a member of this committee and then you are considering a matter related to a member who's facing charges that are similar to the charges that you are facing, you can't sit in this committee too and participate in this committee. More or less that is what this legal opinion is saying. And then at the end, and then I think it's yes, then the last paragraph says the situation therefore does not present an insurmountable obstacle to hold the hearing and reach a finding which was abstained procedurally fair. And, I think this was down the time of fire. I just want to say all the relevant committee members, I think they should be having a copy of this and they should have actually gone through it and have an understanding of it. Honorable Dagan.
Chair, we have received it, but I would have thought that the writer should present it.
Okay.
Just to ensure that we don't misinterpret what the writer has said.
Okay.
Because the advisor, legal advisor for this area, the chief parliament. I think, Chair, we have summarized it briefly, but I think it's always appropriate not to read something that maybe is not meaning. Law is very difficult for many of us who are not lawyers. It's important that we work. Like, what is this way? That's the point I wanted to propose to.
No, I think it doesn't harm the proceedings. I think we can ask the writer to actually take us on the legal opinion. You are on the floor.
I was asked to, on an urgent basis, to consider three matters. The first one was whether a member charged may serve on the committee requiring investigations against the member. The second issue was whether a member charged may serve on the committee requiring investigations against another member with similar conduct. And thirdly, the potential bias of members from parties who have made statements about the instances that they're going to investigate. Essentially, in terms of Section 12.3a of the Powers of Religion Act, the committee must act in accordance with a procedure that is reasonable and procedurally fair. That's the basis of how we proceed from there. If you look at Section 57.2b of the Constitution, it provides that the rules and orders of the National Assembly must provide for participation in the proceedings of the Assembly and its committees of minority parties representing in a manner consistent with democracy. The National Assembly Rule 121.1 mirrors this and says that parties are entitled to be represented in the committee in substantially the same proportions in which they are represented in the committee. In script to paragraph 7, there is, however, no rule that deals with a situation where members of the powers of the committee face charges. There's also no rule that deals specifically with participation in the committee where a member of the committee is charged with similar charges or similar facts under consideration before the committee in respect of another member. Similarly, no provisions deal with the apparent bias or partiality of members of the powers and privileges committee. To answer the three questions very simply, whether a member charged may serve in a committee inquiring into allegations against that member. Firstly, in terms of a very well-known principle that one may not be a judge in his or her own court. A member can't sit on the committee where the same member is charged. I think that is quite self-evident. The second question, whether a member may serve on the committee inquiring into allegations against another member similarly charged. Now, I point out in paragraph 10 that where the member faces virtually identical charges as another member, and where the charge emanates from the same incident, this will impact on that member's own matter, and therefore the member will similarly, the legal principle will be that you'll be a judge in your own course. But I'm saying that notwithstanding this, that not all members of the EFF in the National Assembly are likely to be charged. Only 20 of the 25 members, for example, have gotten letters, and that the EFF may substitute another member for this. And I think the speaker's letter that was read, my speaker's with regard to the last question on the potential bias, we are asked to look at this matter because there's been an allegation that we're getting will be biased, or some members have prejudged the matter. Again, I'll take you back to section 12a, the powers and privileges, which said that the procedure must be reasonable and must be duly fair. In general, it's not only that bias must be avoided, but also the perception of bias. And generally, in other countries, members are expected to recuse themselves where they may have a direct personal interest in the matter or create a perception of bias. But as I point out in paragraph 14, this is a very topical matter, and most political parties have expressed themselves on this matter, including the ANC, the EA, the EFF, the IFP, and others. I point out that unlike in a disciplinary hearing and employment context, the Powers and Privileges Committee, as it's comprised of members of political parties, and they're represented on a proportional basis in accordance with the Constitution, the committee is inherently political and must be regarded as unique. Also, looking at the matter of bias, there's a well-known case on constitutional matter, Hamata. When it speaks of bias, it says it is not bias per se to hold certain tentative views about the matter. It is human nature to have certain prima facie views on any subject. A line must be drawn, however, between mere predisposition or on the one hand, and prejudgment of the issues to be decided on the other. Bias or partiality occurs when the tribunal approaches a case not with its mind open to persuasion, but when it shuts its mind to any submissions made or evidence taken in support of the case as a position. So since you can have prima facie views, but it points out that bias only occurs when the tribunal approaches a case not with its mind open to persuasion, but when it shuts its mind to any submissions made or evidence tendered in support of the case it has to decide. If this is the case that happens, then it's reviewable. But as I point out in paragraph 16, that there's no insurmountable obstacle to holding hearing and to reach a finding which is both substantially and procedurally fair. It is important, however, that members of the committee must be seen to act fairly and not to have prejudged. That's it in some terms.
Okay, honorable members, I think we have the legal opinion, we have heard it, and it is in front of us. Honorable Mahmoud.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to check if I have understood the presenter well. First thing is that this committee is comprised of seats that belong to political parties. And to that extent, therefore, political parties will always have representatives here on the basis of the proportional determination of those seats. In other words, if I am guilty of some alleged misconduct, I may not sit only when that matter relating to me is being discussed. But there will still be someone who will occupy the ANC seat. Thirdly, that it is only and only that particular matter which relates to this matter. On all other matters, the particular person who is accused of any misconduct will be sitting on those other matters. Do I understand you to be saying all of that?
Yes, I think that's the position. At the time of the composition of the committee, parties have actually nominated people to serve in the court. And then this doesn't mean that the member is now fired from the committee. It's only when these circumstances arise that member then cannot sit and consider protecting himself or herself. And but on other matters relating to other members, whom the member is not involved, then continue to sit as a member of the committee. Honorable Boy and Honorable Dagan, Honorable Shibamu, in that order.
Chair, I just want you to see the legal opinion is very much important to clarify us because it deals substantially with the nature of the committee. You are saying that the committee is politically charged. You are saying that on your point 7, there's however no vote in the situation where a member of the power of the community faces charges. So it does present a bigger challenge, you see. It does present a bigger challenge. So we are more wanting to rely on fair, on natural justice to those that are concerned with the law. That natural justice would then call on the consciousness of the member to choose himself from the committee. So it's not that the rules, the league themselves, instruct chair, the previous committee, to tell any other member of parliament to what the committee said. The nature of what he's saying, the principle that he's raising, is that it's really reliant on natural justice. It's not reliant on what is in the privileges and what is the nature of this committee. So I'm trying to find that bottom line. What do we expect the committee to do now? Because it's more dealing with principles. It might not be the incident of this nature today. It might be another member tomorrow who belongs to the committee. What are you saying to the cleaner? If the rules are so challenged that they then bring, because Honorable Charles is correct, these are honorable members. And the first time that such, in such an area, there's such a challenge, issue has arisen. So we need to be able to clarify ourselves quite clearly that if I'm affected tomorrow, how do I get out of the committee? You see? Is it totally the instruction that is totally reliant on me, which you are calling it natural justice, to be able to make that decision? Or who are you really asking? Because the constitution of this country, which is more authoritative, keep on even to this one, instructing us as members of parliament and what is their right and how they should be able to be made to exercise their own rights. Now, this is where the conflict comes in. That what does your judgment say? I mean, what does your legal opinion exactly say should members be able to do about themselves in terms? Is there limitations in how we come to a decision on who should be a participant in the committee? You see, also you are not really doing another reservation for me. The incident took place in the house. And in the house were virtually all of us, either witnesses or non-witnesses, you see. So it can be directed as a kicking point to a particular party. If one incident has taken place in the past where one member picks up another member, and in terms of his role, he was part of the Rules Committee and everything. So if an incident takes place, this is where I want to get more clarity. If an incident takes place in the house, who gets
really to be the truth in that process. Because I can come in, I can want to come wherever I'm coming, because I can see I've read the letter of Madam Speaker that talks of the House, the incident, he's an honorable member. How do you want us to address that? What is your opinion for the incident? He's an honorable House. The overall of all of us are affected in this question. I just want to get more clarity from you so that you can deal with the problem.
Yeah, Honorable Dagan and Honorable Shubhambu.
Okay.
No. I just wanted to ask you whether, can I go?
Maybe you
want
to ask this also.
Yeah, just simply to respond to that, so that when you come in, if maybe there is a clarity on some of the issues.
Yes, I want to
put
this one here.
Okay. Okay, take the floor.
Because on page 2, the closed head. It means that if 70 members of Party B, they are almost charged with common purpose, and then all of them are the students themselves from the party because they are identical. And then is that the answer that if it's a common purpose, and then we are 70, you are from Party B, we have common purpose all of us. It means that all of us who are there, we can't serve in a committee because we've got a common interest to the outcome of the overall processes. Is that the understanding that is correct?
Okay. Let me just hear other members before I come to.
I don't know what the lawyers are doing here, because there's no rule that says we must refuse ourselves. So we're not going to refuse ourselves. It's as simple as that. There is no confusion about it. The attempts to bring other things, you won't sustain that thing which you're trying to speak about natural justice. It's correct that if he's not there, another ANC member can come and sit in his position and defend him. The ANC is the one who has complained through the speaker, was the chairperson of the ANC, and has made conclusive remarks in the House about these issues that the parliament was treated with contempt. The ANC complains, makes a judgment. The general secretary or secretary of the ANC says that there must be harsh sentence. Everyone else says the same thing. And the ANC complains and comes to present about the issue. It wants to do that alone. Wants to do that alone and wants to sit and then say, we are going to determine whether so the issue of conflict really applies to
so that we dispose the
I'm coming to that so because there's no rule that says we must withdraw, we're not going to withdraw, and the lawyers must focus on that. Want to deal with this process. Also, I don't know what is this rush to seek legal opinion on these issues. Because there are no charges against any of our members. There's not a single charge against any of our members. There's an intention to charge. The speaker or any initiator or any person has never told me, as Floyd Shwambo, of what did I do, which is in violation of which law. It's too premature to even discuss this issue because each and every member must be told that this is what, as Bongile Kawola did, this is what we did as Anwile Mashabela. So even the whole possibility of common purpose and all these other things, I will be shocked later on when it does come out that there's not even such a possibility. So let us deal with these issues in a systematic way that will help all of us. There's no one who's charged here. We're members of this committee who have been elected on the 7th of May. That is how we must proceed. Please.
Okay. Honorable Nambu. Then Honorable Killian. Then it will be Honorable Bongo. We have to step off this item.
Well, I think, to the extent that the speaker's opinion actually is to assist us in terms of the process, I fully agree with it. However, the point that the comrades I want to the extent that, I mean, I'm saying that the point that he's raising is actually also very valid, in that perhaps we, the fact that we are dealing with an incident where we were all present, there is a temptation that we actually want to actually from time to time, you know, adjust the time in terms of process and show signs, you know, and, that we know what we are going to deal with because we are there. So I think that we, I don't know how we can actually rein in all the parties that are involved in this matter, be it the Secretary General of the ANC or Speaker, to make a public pronouncement about this matter, because they are making all of us, you know, putting us in a very, very ambiguous position. So I would also say that let's be systematic. I appreciate that we are actually now looking at the legal advice in terms of partiality and impartiality, and I'm happy that there is also a point that is raising point number six, where I would also like to ask him whether the composition of this committee in relation to what he is actually saying on six is not actually going to compromise us at a later stage.
Okay, honorable members, I think I noted Gideon and Bob. We are not rushing anything. This is a matter arising from the previous meeting. And we have made that request for a legal advice. And that legal advice has been sought and it is in front of us. It is a legal advice to all committee members. And that's it. The legal advice is not giving instructions that say, you do 1, 2, 3 or you don't do 1, 2, 3. He has provided as a support staff, they support us with what we need to be knowing in order for us to be able to do the work that we're supposed to do. So there is no rush. We are dealing with the matters that have arisen from the meetings that we had. And the legal advice is a consequence of that meeting. And there was no objection that we must not get a legal advice at the time. Honorable Peter.
Chair, yes, I believe that it was just important for us to know exactly how we should follow process and procedure, and therefore the legal advice is interesting and we take note of it. And clearly at a particular point we will have to come to some other resolution about that. But at this stage we're not rushing anything. And I do just want to thank your services for giving us the background. Clearly, when there is a lacuna in law or in rules or whatever, usually we fall back on natural justice. And I think this is the principle that is presented. So I think we should adopt the principle to guide our proceedings, and not necessarily jump to any specific decision at this point.
Okay, thanks. Honorable Bongo, then before I come back to
thanks, Honorable Chair. I would also like to thank the legal services for the advice. I think it's a well-researched advice. I think, you see, Chair, if you read about the opinion, there is a case that they refer to, the Hamata case.
No.
I think the Hamata case answers a lot of other things because they are saying that it is not bias per se that holds certain tentative views about the matter. So we may be having certain views, but when we sit in this committee, we are expected to rise above our own views. And the laws of national justice are enshrined in the rule of law itself. So national justice has two very important principles. One is that of you can't be a judge in your own case. The other one is the old attempt at that you you have a right to also be heard. So that is a generally acceptable principles of law. And it is interesting that in the advice it is said that there are four members of the EFF who are not necessarily part of this. So which therefore means that those that are conflicted directly may have to step aside their position as EFF. We have to occupy by these other four.
No, your protesters continue.
But you must request Floyd to just to respect us, you know. Respect is not. I change your respect. We just give it.
Okay, you have got the floor, continue.
We are respecting you, please respect us when you speak.
Okay, okay.
And you must respect us, please.
I don't respect us.
And this time I told that you, Chief, because
okay, there's a point of order from
the time I'm in the house.
No, Honorable Bomber, there's a point of order from Honorable Nkabula.
Some of us don't tolerate nonsense. I don't tolerate nonsense. That is why. One, I became a member of the ANC. Secondly, I became a member of Mkhonto we Sizwe. To kill anybody who was stopping me and others from securing liberation for our country. It is because we did not tolerate nonsense. We did not tolerate nonsense from apartheid and the racist regime. And we are at a stage now where, personally, I'm not going to tolerate nonsense from anyone. And therefore, Chairperson, we must come to a point where those who engage in nonsense ought to be dealt with. And insofar as some of us are concerned, we are able to deal with things like that. We are able to deal with things like that.
Honorable members, make my job easier to facilitate this. Make the job of this committee easier for this committee to do the work that it's supposed to do. All political gymnastics, insults, and whatever will be problematic for this committee to be able to work. And also, we don't need to be from the front desk here to be tempted to, you know, utilize specific rules that we end up actually asking people to excuse the committee and all that. It's not in the interest of accommodating members to participate in the process. Therefore, it needs to actually inform us what is there that you can say in this committee that it adds value to what this committee is supposed to be doing. And if it is not adding value, then you don't need to do that. And as well, of course, is that since we have started the meeting, there are utterances that seek to intimidate the committee, you know, it's on its work. We really don't need to go that far. We don't need to go that far of trying to intimidate each other. And I really beg for our soberness to really execute our work. And Honorable Swambo, when they give us the floor to speak, normally nobody actually interjects unless if it's a legitimate point of ordering. And so it must happen to all the members. When a member is given us the platform to speak, must be respected, must be given that opportunity, unless you raise a legitimate point of order. Otherwise, just simply interjecting and throwing words that are not palatable to others does not augur well and does not assist the process of the committee. And also, and this committee, honorable members, is a committee that is going to deal with members of the House, honorable members of the House. Therefore, it is expected that this committee the membership that is in this committee must actually establish high level of integrity, that the outcomes of this committee then are well received by honorable members at any given stage. I really do want to make that specific request, and also then give honorable Bongo to complete his input.
But Chair, people can't tell us who controls this and kill it.
Honorable,
there's no killing who
to honorable.
Can't disrupt them. Why is this controversy so evoked here when we're discussing
it? Honorable Shubambo.
This boy is silly.
Honorable
Shubambo.
Why
are we doing what we're killing? If you want to kill us, you can kill us. You can go ahead and kill us.
Honorable Shubambo.
You have failed in your duties before and everything. You have not returned to kill us. Why can't you debate?
the problem that we've got up is that, yes, members were in the House, but those are not the same members that are charged. Since you have to apply themselves objectively to the facts and situations before them, apply them to the necessary rules and laws. That's it. I think, would that cover that?
Okay. I think honorable members, when it comes to the legal opinion, and I think also there was some paragraph 10 or 10, 11, that actually also talked to rule 2 of the rules of the National Assembly. I think these are advocate person now as presented. It is a legal opinion that we sought to assist us. The intention was to assist us on a matter that we did not have a view on it. And now we have the advice. And I'm not sure whether there is any further discussion on the matter of the legal opinion. You want to speak on that one? Take the floor, honorable issue.
Thank you, Chair. I think that's why I was asking to speak before, so that he answers everything. I think my clarity that I would speak from him is on the issue of partiality, as he has elaborated in the legal opinion. Does the judge who is a witness in anything that happens actually be called upon to judge that situation when he's also a witness? Because I believe upon the point of witnessing, humanly you form an opinion about any of those incidents. That's why the judge is always not the person who witnesses upon of those who saw, he sits as impartial objective. But also there are other issues that for me are a concern in terms of partiality. And maybe Hansard will help us also. If it doesn't cover outside of the house, maybe witnesses will. Because according to TV on that day, there were ANC members that were pushing doors and wanting to get in and wanting to be physical. And one member is sitting here who was one of those members who burst the door. And unfortunately, he was the only one who when the door opened, managed to come in. And when she came in, because it's more psychology, she was alone, she couldn't continue with the physical. But
who's raising the point of order? Yes, Honorable Bongo.
Yeah, with due respect to the Honorable Member Chair, she's already getting into the
case,
into the merit of what is happening. We'll get into that because Honorable Floyd requested that we must not rush. I think the rush is coming from the Honorable Member Shabalala. So we'll get into that space. Now we're clearing the ground.
Yeah.
And
we're
trying to clear the ground. And one thing that you must also take note is that this is a quasi-judicial process. And we're getting into a quasi-judicial process. It's not like the judges and other people attend.
Thank you. That's why I was saying that you know, it's you are actually getting to your own argument that will arise when that particular inquiry starts. At the moment, what is in front of us, Honorable Chavala, what is in front of us was the participation of members that have been cited, you know, dealing with the matter that is affecting them directly. And then
Chair.
Now it was but just be patient when somebody tries to direct the meeting. And then the second thing that is in front of us, it was a matter of impartiality.
That's what I'm addressing.
Which has been explained, but what now you are doing now, you are pointing fingers to individuals.
No, I'm asking.
So
in terms of partiality.
Yes, and then I think what one is saying is that we need to be able to deal with the matter that is out of our but not actually just with everything. And then it is that we end up staying here and then talking day and day out. Can you just make your input and then to us?
That's what I was doing, and I'm asking the legal advisor. He was asked by other people he was allowed to respond.
Yes.
Why are the people responding on his behalf when I'm asking?
Can you make them?
I think he can answer on those two.
Thank you very much. If there is, you can answer, Honorable Advocate Pastor.
Actually, one goes to the merits of the matter. I really want to resist speaking Latin, but the phrase is in Nemo Yeret Sokala, you can't be judging your own course. So that's the issue that I'm seeing. I mean, I'm not speaking to whether a member goes into the house or not, but the issue is.
Honorable members, I think on that score then we should be going to page I think the issue of the initiation then arises on the minutes on the page, but I mean we have got an item on the agenda that is discussed. Is there any other matter of that arising on page 3? None, and then on page 4. None. So we have dealt with matters arising then, but we're going to the issue of the initiator as it appears on the agenda. Honorable members, the issue of the initiator, I think we had the resolution of the meeting that we should actually avoid to take any member of parliament and then to go outside and seek people that are actually having a adequate experience and properly qualified, and then we have done so, and then the documents I think have been given to all of you, and then the last meeting I'm sure it expected me to come back and make a proposal to the committee. And is there anybody that has a problem on the documentation that you have on that we have distributed? I think there should be 3 CVs at least. 3 CVs. Honorable Shivambo. Then Honorable Ndakane.
Yeah, I want to propose that we must not accept any of the 2 that have been proposed. I only saw 2. I'm not saying that.
Okay. I think the staff can assist you with the 3rd one because you must be having 3 of them.
I want to propose that the committee be given options of retired judges who would be more credible, not people who are going to be. We are already in other areas. The possibility is that the people who are there, in one way or another, would want to be paid by the ANC-led parliament and might want to have more work moving forward. So for that, it's a prejudice. So I'm trying to have it more respectful in terms of conducting a fair process. So we have to recommend that we have a fair judge to be the initiator of this process. You can choose whatever is available. Thank you very much.
I think there is one thing that I just want to get serious about. Are you saying that those that are in front of you are not credible?
We don't know.
Is that what you are saying?
I'm saying that from the sectors that they operate in, they are still practicing whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
And it might compromise in terms of their future interest and what we want to do and career mobility and all of these other things. With the political party, which is basically responsible for employment of almost everyone in society. And I'm proposing, therefore, that let us get a retired judge. They are not a retired judge.
I wanted you to be clear on the way that you use that. You need more credible, whatever that. When you say that these ones that are in front of you are not credible, that's what the first thing I was saying.
In terms of this process, I don't think they will be credible.
They are not credible.
In terms of this process, I don't think they will be credible.
Okay, no, fine. And then I noticed Honorable Dagan, and then where's Honorable Commissioner, followed by Honorable Bongo. Yes.
Sure, I thought that the initiator was going to cut out the as a retired judge, and then after court of the retired judge, by and large, and retail with bigger issues of the nation. And I don't think we should take a view that if we don't support A, it's because A is not credible, I think it's not right. So we may not support A because maybe we don't like A, but because we don't like A. All the learned friends here, I think all of them are credible. But if you want to propose one name, you bear in mind, Chair, that when you came to the meeting, the second meeting of the committee, you make a proposal, and then the colleagues from other parties air their own views on some of the issues, you mandated you to go and take more names and not call them to a member of parliament. We agreed on that. And then also the decision was that today we are going to come out of this meeting with the initiator. Besides, it because just this delay and just this time. But of course, this one is about the issue that I think is going to be defined by those who are going to gather information and present it to us for us to look at it. So I think the three names that I hear, that I see now, they are all credible. Please remember, anyway. They were credible members of parliament. But precisely because they were part of parliament, we said that we are taking them out. These three colleagues, I think they are credible for a few, and for future. And I want to make a proposal. It's just we can't keep on wasting time.
Yeah.
We must finalize their work. We shouldn't create members to be in suspension for many days, many months, without us taking a final decision. The name of advocate for filters is a senior counselor. And very credible in my view anyway. Very credible learned person can assist all of us with fairness and bias. In fact, it's a well established person. And we should take a view there for sure that we appoint him to be the initiator. The initiator is not a judge. The collector of data and present it to the committee. It is the committee that is going to make a recommendation to the chamber, to the speaker, and take a final decision on that. I thought, let us this meeting agree today with one name and go on the
okay. The proposal has been made by Honorable Dagan. Anyone want to support the proposal for Port Ritter? Honorable Mtembu is supporting that proposal, and that initiator, is there anyone that is objecting to it?
Just before the objections.
Yeah.
Just before the objection, in support here, I think we need to just advise that the Patricia is the senior counsel, and the senior counsel, for members who don't know, is a person who has practiced for many years, almost over 20 years of practice, may be equal to a judge, so I think he's quite relevant. And as a matter of law, is that the initiator is not the person who is going to take a decision on whatever matter. The committee is the one that is going to take a decision. So I think I felt in support was able to clarify all other issues around those issues. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that at the end of the day is that we are engaged in a parliamentary process and dealing with internal matters of parliament. It's not necessarily a court. Honorable Zotrich, and then Deputy Shivambo, and then let's hear on that proposal.
We would like to propose the name of Randall Tonfour, who was his name was admitted last time, and was also acted as an acting judge in the lower court, and we think that he was duly qualified to play the role as an initiator.
Okay, that's the counter proposal.
Chair, which one of our proposal? In our last meeting, we proposed the honourable member that had appealed. It is precisely because of that we mandated you to go and seek more opinions. If they are happy with control, we are more than happy. We can withdraw or keep there and go back to our initial nomination of for there. That's fine. We are happy. Whoever initiates, we are happy.
It's honourable Shivambo.
Not sure. There's a proposal of Potfiter, and I wanted to object to that submission because in the professional background which he wrote, he says that post 1994 I've been involved in litigation and legal dispute on behalf of government and public entities in support of the new democracy. This person generates money from government.
I think there must be a respect for people in that level, and let's take the point of order from the Honorable Nakura, please.
Well, it simply is, Chairperson, that the nominator of the committee has withdrawn the nomination on behalf of management.
And then the matter is no longer a question.
Yes.
You still want to raise something on that specific input, honorable boy?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying in the generality of Shivam, honorable member Shivam raising these issues, really allow us also to tell you that he is also being a former member of the ANC and does not make an objection about him. So you should not generalize in that particular.
Honorable Shivambo, can you conclude your input, but without just simply just dragging on comments that does not really assist us? Please, I request you just to assist us to be able to move.
Look, Chair.
Without just
even on the would propose to object tonight. Because
point of order, Chair Person.
This comes with the parliament order. Just call me a boy and
okay.
Bring the phone.
Okay.
Can we allow to speak here? This is not a ANC meeting.
No. No, but just if you raise the point
this
of
order. Every time I speak, he's calling for point of order. He's going to call it to kill me again and promise MK on
honorable,
me.
Honorable Shubham.
And calls me a boy.
I'm trying to protect you, but you're making my life difficult.
But he has never promised to.
Because don't feel any just simply to say statements that doesn't help us. I really don't need to continue calling members to behave, because out there we are held as, you know, as honorable members in Ireland. And I don't think it is within ourselves to actually denigrate ourselves as honorable members. Honorable Nakula, on a point of order.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, normally, when there are nominations which are being made, everybody has a right to make a nomination. There's a nomination that is made by the MPs, supported by the EA. If the EFF has a different nomination, they have a right to place that nomination. And if you want to resolve the matter, then there'll be a voting to determine who we take.
So it's, let's proceed. Do you have a different nomination on Honorable Shubham?
My proposal, Chair, is that can we be given options of retired judges, and then we will choose from among those who will be the initiator of this process.
Okay.
And can I please be asked and beg for your protection here, because I don't have the
protection.
We're supposed to do all other things as well, please.
Continue. Not take intimidation. Continue. I have requested this on matters of intimidation. Honorable members, I now want to go back now to get clarity on Honorable Dagali's nomination. Because you made one nomination, and the other one you were just responding to them. Let him say so. Now,
it is just, we must not make meeting very difficult, and it's very easy.
Yes.
Last week, or this week, whatever time when we met,
on Monday.
Monday when we met, we made this nomination of Stefan Furr.
Yeah.
And then there was some view that, no, take out all the members of parliament, and then it was only one left.
Yeah.
And we mandated then your office to go and seek more names.
Yeah.
We have submitted three names now. And then is the conflictor, is the lens, and then the control. And because at the last meeting they were saying they're not comfortable, we then said to them, it's fine. Today we wanted to nominate for Peter. And then because the DA came in to say that the name that we nominated last part, they supported, and I withdrew then the name of Peter to go back to our initial nomination.
Okay.
And then we have got no problem about that at all. But their view, Chair, we must conclude this matter today.
Yeah.
We shouldn't delay for any other reason. Otherwise, we are delaying a very important work of this committee to finalize things. I think if we can do that, Chair, it's fine. We will not, of course, the views that are expressed, Chair.
Okay. All right. Now, is the name of Randall Van Poore is nominated to be the initiator?
Agreed.
Agreed.
No, I don't agree.
Is that the general consensus that we take the name of Randall Van Poore?
Yes.
And Honorable Ilya?
Chairperson, I suggest that you proceed to say that those who are not in favor of that,
yes,
the names would be limited.
Okay.
But obviously only the pool of the members of the committee. So if we if we minute the correct, we select only full members.
Yeah, so on honorable members, I think then we can go, I mean, it's, so that we are very clear with the show of hands. Those that support the name of Randall Van Poore, those that are eligible to vote, not everybody else. Those that are supporting the name of Randall Van Poore as nominated.
Maybe before we do that, because we are doing it now, I wanted us to establish a principle. are going to be taking decisions on the basis of consensus, let's do that, which I think is best. Because I personally have no problem in but I'm not prepared to vote.
Because we need to come to finality. I mean, we need to come to finality. If there are people that are supporting a name, and then there are people that are saying, no, they don't support the name, what then do you do? Honorable Dagan.
Sure, I think Babu Mwan knows it better than myself, that we always work on consensus.
Yeah.
But when really there is just delay of taking a decision in a meeting, democratic process of voting also should apply. But our intention really as a party is to persuade every colleague to agree with us. Sometimes you're open-minded in discussing this issue and not fixed to anything. Hence, anyway, we can nominate and withdraw our own nomination and put a nomination that we nominated before.
Yeah.
Because we want to accommodate all the parties and to feel at home and have discussion on that. They should respect that.
Yeah.
But when there's no other way to do things, then sufficient consensus that are here. My view is that the ANC, the DA, the IFP, they support the name. And then because we support this name, that's therefore sufficient consensus. We should move on and then give the task to a person to do their work. If we do that, share it's fine.
That's correct. That's why when I was asking, you know, the input, because the member from IFP did not say anything, and then at least the DA, Afayed, they've said something. You know, so... Okay, so now, honorable members, I think on... Okay, honourable members, it looks like the majority of you are supporting the name of Randall Van Poore to be the initiator. Majority of you are supporting. And I think that the name is taken.
Can we move
our
the
initiator.
Objection?
Yeah, I will take note of your objection. Thank you very much. Honourable members, I think after concluding that one point now, was supposed to go to item number 7, but there has been an understanding that these notifications, the initiator must have a look at them because you're going to be, at the end of the day, the person that is dealing with this matter before they are issued to respective honorable members. Then the proposal, I think, that I can make is that if we really delegate this particular position, that the initiator finalize those notifications and then make sure that the relevant persons receive them. Can you agree on that as a way forward? Because we can't cast the work of initiation. And then whereas is the one that's actually going to undertake that work, and then to really have a look at that and satisfy himself that the notifications could include all the matters that he wants to be included.
Agreed?
Honorable members, if it's agreed, that brings us to the end of this meeting.